Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing how women can establish and improve their businesses so that they become more profitable. But first, one of U.S. President Joe Biden's goals in Israel Wednesday was to help resolve the humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. He visited Israel Wednesday as Gaza reeled from an explosion at a hospital that killed an estimated 500 people. Linda Gladstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israel welcomed U.S. President Joe Biden, who came for a solidarity visit with the people and leaders of the Jewish state. After meetings with Israeli officials, he spent time with survivors of the Hamas attack and first responders. Just hours before President Biden arrived in Israel, a missile or rocket hit the Al-Ahli Hospital in central Gaza, killing hundreds of Palestinians. Hamas officials blamed Israel, and thousands of Palestinians protested in the West Bank, some of them throwing rocks as Palestinian security forces moved in to disperse them with tear gas. Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari denied any responsibility and instead blamed militants.
The explosion of the Al-Hali Al-Mahdani Hospital in Gaza was caused by an Islamic Jihad rocket that was misfired.
Along with promising unprecedented support to Israel, President Biden came here expressing concern about a growing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Israel has cut off the supply of electricity, fuel, and food to Gaza, where Hamas is holding some 200 Israeli hostages. Truckloads of international aid for Gaza's 2.2 million residents have lined up at the Rafah border with Egypt, which had been closed since the hostilities began. Biden succeeded in persuading Israel to allow this aid to enter from Egypt. But the Israeli Prime Minister's office says Israel will not allow the transfer of aid from its territory to Gaza until the Israeli hostages are freed.
What is needed in Gaza now is an immediate access. This corridor at Rafah needs to be opened as soon as possible. There's an absolute need for fuel, water, food, and of course medicines and medical supplies. The supplies are ready. They're at the border. They're waiting to get in.
Israel has ordered more than a million Palestinians to leave northern Gaza and move to the south, saying it's for their own safety. Close to half a million have done so, including Fida Al-Araj, who works with the British charity Oxfam in Gaza. Along with her husband, five children, and mother-in-law, she says she's moved three times since the war began and is now in Rafah, near the border with Egypt.
We are seeking a safer place because of the children mainly and because of my mother-in-law. She's not capable of like walking and running, and so we are seeking safety, even though like I doubt something called safety still exists in the whole of Gaza Strip.
The Palestinian Health Authority and the World Health Organization in Gaza say more than 3,000 people have been killed since the war began, including 1,500 women and children. The number of dead and wounded has increased considerably after the hospital attack.
My cousin, his family was bombed in their house. His mother, his wife, and his five kids were blown to bits. We didn't even have bodies to bury.
With the conflict escalating and an Israeli ground assault on Gaza expected soon, Al-Araj says she and other Palestinians worry that life in Gaza will become even more dangerous. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, India's expanding economy was expected to bring more women into the workforce, but in the world's most populous nation, their low participation continues to pose a challenge, while demographers hope that the country's huge workforce, working age population will propel economic development. They say women need to be included to reap the benefits of growth. Anjana Pasricha has a report.
Isha Khanna loved her job at a bank, but she quit after 12 years when she had twins 4 years ago.
In the bank, see, we have to reach by 9 and the customer timings were till 6. After 6, there are a lot of works to do in the bank. So it takes almost 2 hours to finish. So 8 o'clock with the kids to come to home, it was very difficult for me.
Khanna's case is common in India, where no matter their economic class, millions of women either drop out of the workforce or do not work at all.
I came here hoping to work and make a house in the village, but my kids were small and there was no one to look after them.
India's fast-growing economy was expected to pull more women into offices and factories. But at around 30%, their participation in the workforce is much lower than in other major economies. Entrenched cultural beliefs are part of the reason.
Whether you're illiterate or you're very literate, social norms in India actually almost dictate that a woman's role is to be a homemaker, is to run the home, is to take care of the children, take care of the elderly, take care of anyone who is not well or who needs support in the family. So a lot of women go in and out of the workforce.
There are other challenges, such as high unemployment. Millions of women from lower income groups struggle to get jobs, like these women waiting outside a garment factory on the outskirts of New Delhi. Some have come from villages hoping to get casual work.
It is really tough to find a job. Without an income, it is very difficult to provide for my family and children.
Those who are not educated face more hurdles.
If I get a job, my life will be good. My entire future hinges on finding work.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has cited the passage of a recent law reserving one-third seats in parliament and state legislatures for women as his government's commitment to women's empowerment. But experts say that can only happen by changing gender norms and giving women better education and training, especially in the country's vast rural areas.
One in every four girls gets married below the age 18. That kills her opportunities to educate, skill, and work. We have to not just do skilling of women, we have to do upskilling, upgrading their skills.
While India, now the world's most populous country, hopes to reap an economic dividend from its huge working age population of over 700 million, that may not happen if its women are left behind. Anjana Pasricha, VOA, New Delhi.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing how women can establish and improve their businesses so that they realize more profit. And to discuss our topic in depth, we are joined by the Vice Chairperson of Women Council Department in the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, Juliet Sampson, and Violet Ngumalo of Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, and of course, business expert Sehlile Gumbo Wilkinson, a peak performance coach based in the UK. Welcome, ladies, to Women's Roundtable. And we'll start with you, Ms. Gumbo Wilkinson. You say you help new entrepreneurs to build confidence to navigate the business world, take action, and be profitable. How exactly do you go about this to achieve your aims, and who's your targeted audience?
Okay. Thank you so much, Taneile, and thank you for inviting me. Good evening, everyone. It's nice to be here. Right. Just like what you have said, I am a business coach, a peak performance coach. If I'm to explain peak performance, it means I thrive. I help people to thrive better than just going by. And the way we do that, we believe knowledge is power. Most people have got amazing business ideas, but they have no knowledge of being entrepreneurs. And in our culture or in our country, we have never been trained to be how to be an entrepreneur. We are doing guesswork. That's why you find most people, they start a business today, it works for 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, some work for 5 years. And it's going very well, and before you know it, that business starts going down. And we've got so many excuses that we use. But as a way to counter that, this is where we come in. We want to build businesses that can go on for 50 years, businesses that can go beyond us. But all that will come from knowledge. This is where I come in. And my target market is new entrepreneurs, because it is better to start off someone in their inception. Whenever even they are starting, they are making a decision to say, I want to go into this business. We sit them down. We then get to understand, why are you getting into this business? What are you hoping to achieve? Commonly, we hear people saying, I want to get into this business just because this is something which is fashionable. There is no business which is fashionable. People are just excited. Any business is profitable if you follow the simple fundamentals of entrepreneurship.
Yes, that's powerful. Yeah, do stay on the line. We'll come back to you. And now we're coming to you, Ms. Juliet Sampson. How achievable is what Ms. Gumbo Wilkinson is explaining is in the Zimbabwean context, where most women rely on street vending? Are there much choices, like what she's saying, that any business is profitable, or people tend to lean towards selling the same products?
Okay, thank you for inviting me. I'm very sorry, my network, some of the question I didn't get it clearly. Maybe you can pardon me.
Yes, if you were listening to what Mrs. Wilkinson was saying, how achievable is this in Zimbabwe? What's going on? Can women just choose any business they want to do, seeing most of them are street vendors? Do they choose what to sell, or everyone is selling almost the same product?
Okay. Thank you. As for vendors, people in informal service, for example, like me, I'm into repairing the recovery of motor vehicles. This business, I'm just operating, it is very risky. Operating business in Zimbabwe, it is very risky because of high taxes, the risk of inflation, and the value of our currency. The materials they are getting, they are being charged in foreign currency. If you don't have EU dollar or Iran, you fail to provide the services needed by the customers.
Yes, thank you so much. We now go to Ms. Nxumalo. Ungathi ibhizimusi iqhubeka njani elizweni, labo abaqhuba amabhizimusi bayenelisa yini ukuziphilisa? ungani ucingo lokho aluzwakali, ungaqhubeka sizwe kumbe singakuzwa.
Mina eli gama ngokuzalwa nguViolet Nxumalo. Uyeni?
Yes, siyakuzwa nkosikazi Violet Nxumalo. Ungaqhubeka.
Okay. Okay. Mina ngihlanganiso ye-Progressive Resident Association. Esikhangele ngama-service delivery phakathi komuzi lapha ukubana sibone ukuthi ama-services ayatholakala na ngendlela.
Ye, ungaqhubeka ke. Labo ke abazama ukuthengisa impahla ezitaladini baphumelela yini? Yes, I think qhubeka.
Masi khangela ukuthi abantu bazincedise ngoba i-employment ingekho ebizini. Abantu bathathelwa izimpahla, bayabotshwa, bayathathelwa konke abakuthengisayo phakathi komuzi la.
Yebo ke yikho esingathi yikho okubakhathaza kakhulu ukuthi bathathelwa impahla abazithengisayo. Kumbe kukhona njalo okunye njengoba sizwe ekhuluma unkosazana Samson.
Khona sengathi ekuthengiseni lapha akula ndawo yokuthengisela. Abantu sebegcwele wonke umuntu ugcwele lapho, ubeke okwakhe, omunye ubeke okwakhe laphana. Akubayibona ukuthi wafaka uyawo ukuthi udlule nje ngoba wonke umuntu uzama ukuziphilisa elapha.
Yebo ke kulungile, uhlale khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka kuwe. Now coming back to you, Miss Gombo Wilkinson. You have heard the risk factors outlined by Ms. Samson of high taxes, inflation, and the currency. And you also heard Ms. Nxumalo saying there are also problems with the vending spaces and everyone is almost a vendor. Right. You can come in here on how those risk factors can be alleviated.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Angazi ufuna ngikhulume ngesiNdebele.
Yeah, ngicela ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele kathi njengoba sesikhulumile ngesiNgisi.
Yeah. All right. Ngiyabonga mama. Into ekhona nazi, i-inflation ikhona ndawo zonke. As an entrepreneur, nxa ususithi wena usungusoma business, usufuna ukungena ebusinessini. Kulento engathi nxa uqala ukuplana ibhizinisi yakho uyazitshela ukuthi alright ngifuna asisebenze khona lokhu ukuthi abantu bathi bathengisa impahla. Kufanele uqale uzibuze ukuthi alright ngifuna ukungena leli bhizinisi lempahla, igoli yami ivele ingeyani. Abantu balama-goals atshiyeneyo. Kulabantu abafuna ukuhambisa abantwana besikolo. Ngifuna ukubhadala irenti, ngifuna ukuhambisa abantwana besikolo, ngifuna ukwenza lokho, ngifuna ukwenza lokho. And ngingawenelisa lokho kuyinto lokho, kuza ngenza ngibe ngumama onjani. Ngiyabe ngumama sibili lami obonakalayo ukuthiwa omama sukumanini. You know, that emotional being, kufanele ube kwazi, uyazi kungeni ukuzwisisa ukuthi into le uyenzelani. Ngiyenzela ukuthi abantwana bami behambe esikolo. Bengahamba esikolo kuzoba njani? There's a reason why siqalela khona lapho. Bengahamba esikolo, abantwana bami bazaba lama chances angcono empilweni, izinto ezinjalo. Angitsho. So nxa usula igoli yakho le, so kufanele uyiclarify ukuthi all right, so ngelanga kufanele ngenze malini. Kumele ngenze malini. Nxa kuyukuthi ulefees at the end of every term kufuneka $300, irenti kufuneka $50, ini ini. So qalela lapho ukuthi all right, so ama-resources engilawo yini. Yikuplana lapho, awukaphumi ijumo, uhamba uphaphatheka. ama resources ami yiwapi usozakhangela ukuthi ah ngile kumbe ngiwophele kuyi 500 kwami lokho ngifuna kuyawoda ufuna kuyawoda izigqoko ezinja ezabobani ngubani nxa uvuka nje ucabanga ukuthi imarket yami ngubani ungaphongi uwoda izinto for everyone and anyone ngithi ungenza njalo you don't know ukuthi umuntu ofunayo nxa kuyukuthi ngifuna ukuthengisela abantu bemahofisini ngifuna ukuthengisela izigqoko zabantwana besikolo ngifuna ukuthengisela everyone ngifuna abantwana abancane sozabakwazi ukuthi i-target market yami inga angithi ubusobuya see kufanele the second third thing ofanele uyicabangisise what are the possible obstacles engingaba lawo ngizahlangana lani enza ngenza ukuthi i-business lami leli lingaphumeleli ngizahlangana lani ezayenza ukuthi abantu nabambe icine bengaye esikolo angithi sisonke Usuza explaina ngekhona lokhu ukuthi alright ukuthi abantu kule nto lezi kufanele kule ndaba yamapolice e-council ama ngingathengisela nga amapolice lawa aza ngihlupa nxa ngiyenga ngokwenza ngihlupa nxa ukuthi ngahamba lapha na ku 5 avenue ku 6 avenue ku Lobbing Last Street ngingahamba lapha ama chances ami ukuthi ngithathwele ahayi ngokuthi nje bese yakho usuziyadingani ke manje nxa kuyikuthi ahayi so kufanele ubone ukuthi oh okay laphana kule ndaba yamapolice laphana kule ndaba yokuthi imarket vele iseflooded laphana kulani usuqalisa ukuzibuza ke ukuthi alright what how else sesizabuya ku way forward how else can I do this thing ukwenzela ukuthi igoli yami lana engiqale ngayo leya iphumelele
Ye, khonapho kungayichaya esikhonkosini ukuthi kuyini abangakwenza ke ukuthi kuphumelele. Njoba kunye sibona ukuthi kuqondane lohulumende kwabo inflation lama taxes njalo kokuthi bethengise ngosemthethweni kumele bebhalele i-council.
Yebo, the thing is inflation. Inflation. Kulezinye izinto okufanele sibezazi ukuthi we can't change it. As an entrepreneur mina ngikhule ngifundiswe umama mvele weyihopa ethengisa laphana phandle lokhu zene kulobhengu la street ngikhule angisiyo nto le ukuthi just because ngikhuluma ngise-UK sengikhuluma into engayazi ngikhuluma into engiyaziyo so sokufanele ukuthi umuntu lawe hlakanipha nxa ungena kubhizinisi kulezi nto ongenza kuware ngazo asingeza ke siware nge-inflation inflation ikhona ithayile and akula lutho esingalwenza but thina we have to get better ngoba sifuna ama-business ukuthi even la ukwazi ukuthi nxa ngikhula lapha ngikhula ngisiyanga
yabo ke kulungile sizaphenduka kuwe njalo sikubamba umlomo kancinyane sinike ithuba umanxumalo umanxumalo ungathini ngokuthiwo ngonkosikazi Khombo Wilkinson ukwabathengisa ezitaladeni ukuthi bebalekela ukuthi amapolisa la angababophi lokuthi bezuze inzuzo ethe xaxa
mina ngizakubeka ngathi ngiyashala kahle kuba akhenze ngabe ngingabotha uyenze manje kimi izinto zabo bekhululekile beshesh lokwazi ukuthi lapha sikubhizinisi abengabi lovalo lokuthi sizathathelwa sizayenzelwa lokhu nalokhu labo bakho besebe ngakhona ukuthi bangakhipha labo i-taxi ethi ngohulumende labo ngoba babe sebethengisa kahle bengasathathelwa ngoba sometimes sebengathathela i-staff sonke but yethi kathi ukuthi lapho sicalele khona sicale nzima usole lokuthi i-taxi sizoyikhipha kuphi
Yebo ke.
Bana baba le financial stability.
Mhm.
Yebo, bana bashekela ngamanye ama property tile khona phala mase ngithathile ithashi. Endabela refund. So manje ngayakhelwa indawo lapha lokuthi abantu bathole ukuthengisa.
Yebo ke siyabonga umbono wakho lapho ukuthi kuqhakathekile ukuthi kumanisipala laphana kulungiswe udaba lolu lokuthi bezuze indawo yokuthengisela. And coming to you, Ms. Samson, what can you say about what Ms. Nxumalo and Mrs. Kumbo Wilkinson have said? Right, whilst we're waiting for Ms. Samson, we'll come back to you, Mrs. Kumbo Wilkinson. Ungasichazisela ngolwimi lesishona ukuthi kuyini okuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi amabhizinisi athuthuke. Ngonika nje imzuzu embi.
All right. Maithabasa zvikuru. Nyaya yatiri kutaura dheyo kuti kuti munhu utange business. Munhu unofanira kunyatsonzwisisa kuva neruzivo. Usangotanga business uchingomhanya nekuti zvinhu ndo zviri kutofamba tongoita yese yese. Unogona kusangana nemadambudziko akatosiyana siyana. Tinotaura kuti paunotanga unofanira kutoona kuti iwewe goli yako chaiyo chaiyo. Chii chaurukuda kubwirisa pane business iroro. Weza kutengesa, chinyatso nzwisisa kuti chii chaurukunyatso na kubwirisa. Ende zvinizvozvo zvinozvo kubetserei pamberi apo. Ndo yatinoti goal, unyatso finder a goal kuti uite sei utange business. Apa usati watanga, because atide kuti ungomhanya. Tunapaya, chinu, chechitu, totarisa kutikoma resources andinao ndea api. Zinu, zinu ita kuti business iri rifambi, ndea api ma resources andinao nida. Yes, urugu nida capital. Yes, urugu nida njimbu yukutengesera. Yes, urugu nida maybe mentorship, neruzivo. Yes, pama urugu nida licensing. Chechitatu. Unotofanira kunyatso ongorora kuti dambudziko raunogona kusangana naro mubhizinesi rako nderei. Vambotaura mainumalo kuti kune kana uchitengesa unogona kuita sei, unogona kutorerwa zvinhu zvako nekanzuro. Iyoyo is a big obstacle. Unofanira kunyatsoiziva. Saka kana iwewe kana obstacle iyi iripo ichigona kukunyudza pabhizinesi rako. Saka chii chaunofanira kuita? If it means kuti chienda unotora permit. Enda unotora permit.
Kana kuti that's a very important point there ekhulunywa nkosikazi Kumbo Wilkinson ukuthi iye nxa ukwazi ukuthi kufuneka kube le mvumo yokuthengisa iye idinga ipermit yona leyo. Thank you very much. We have come to the end of our show. And we'd like to say thank you to Vice Chairperson of Women Council Department in the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. That is Miss Juliet Samson. Unfortunately, her phone, we couldn't get her. And Mrs. Kumbo Wilkinson and Violet Nxumalo. I'm Sithandekile here in Washington saying goodbye.